And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the halftime show brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. We have special guests here tonight as we're getting ready for basketball season.
And
Steve Sains, Joe Stubbs, take it away.
You guys are doing a wonderful job up here tonight calling
certainly
this
are.
Game. But you know what? Basketball is right around the corner, Bill. And I tell you what, we'll be streaming all the region games. You can go to thevikingvoice.com. And there's a button on the Facebook, Bill, that just says Listen Live. You'll have the schedule posted right there. We'll do some of the non-region games as we get warmed up right around the corner. We're jacked up about it, man. Vikings always put a competitive ball club. And Vikettes as well, too. Always a very competitive region. As usual, you look at Tift County first when you look in the region of basketball.
Yep, certainly do.
We have our color guy, Joe Stubbs, with us tonight. Joe and I are the... We were as good of a tag team as the sheep herders were in the NWA years ago, man.
You guys do a great job. I enjoy listening to you during basketball season. And I'm glad that you do it because I tell you what, we've got good basketball players here at Lowndes High School.
We really do. You know, we have that, and we also stream baseball, Bill, in the spring.
Yep, so. Baseball will come around right here at thevikingvoice.com. Click on the listen here. We'll have all the action for you. But basketball comes first. You know, we got the Cooper Invitational
Charles Cooper
coming up.
Invitational coming up.
We got all kinds of stuff.
It really is, man. Go to thevikingvoice.com, thevikingvoice.com. Look at the basketball. We'll have the schedules posted, the games that we're going to broadcast for you. So, but right now, we got to get back to football. Thanks for a minute.
Thanks, guys. As we, Joe Stubbs, Steve Sains, bringing us all the action. What'd I say?
Joe Stubbs, Steve Sains, bringing us all the action.
There we go. You looked at me like maybe I said their
Bill,
I'm famous for that.
No, Bill, what I was thinking was over the last 16 years of doing this, how many times have we went from this to basketball
right
to
into baseball?
Baseball, and now it's so nice to have other folks that can step up and do things.
It is. I mean, because I tell you what, it's a lot of work. People think, well, you just come up there, put headsets on, start talking about the sport.
Nice.
There's a lot of work. I mean, Chuck's over to here. Chuck, how much work do we put in just for a Friday night?
Yeah, we have to be here early, get everything set up, carry it up the staircase. That's what we're getting too old for that. We got to figure out some kind of dummy waiter or something to get this thing up here.
Of course, we can go back to I remember starting with just a box like this. That's all I had the first couple of years. Then Bill came into this right here, and then it has expanded into this, and then it got to where you guys were at it. And Bill says, you know, take a break.
So we do. We're taking breaks now. And I tell you what, Joe Stubbs and Steve Sains do a great job with basketball.
I think we do a great job with baseball.
Yeah, Chuck Lawrence and I have been doing baseball now. This will be our second consecutive year. Third,
yeah,
really.
Third year. I was out half. I didn't have a choice.
So. I know you were. Well, it is 42-0 here at Martin Stadium as our Vikings lead the Mount Zion Bulldogs. We're just about ready. We're gonna kick off to start the second half.
Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers. What you got, Marty?
Well, guys, I just first want to say congratulations, Bill. I know that was quite an honor for you and probably bittersweet all at the same time, but congratulations to you. But, guys, I just had a chance to talk with some of the players, coaches. They said they had a good halftime. They had a good talk. I think they learned a lot in that first half. They learned if they come out and aren't focused, they can be sloppy. You know, it's that point in the season when we've won some big games. We really haven't had any close. And we need, again, we talked about last week, we need to be tested. We learned a little bit in that first quarter that, hey, when you're not focused, anybody can play with you. But I don't think we'll see much of the starters here in the second half. Looks like the number two kickoff team is out there now, except for Tyson, of course. But I do believe most of our seniors will probably only play a few possessions here. And I don't know that Michael Barrett is going to be taking any snaps at all in the second half.
And, Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. You've got a score you can update us on here in just a few minutes, right after Tyson Shaw kicks us off to get the second half started. And that ball will sail back into the end zone, and the Bulldogs will take over first and 10 from their 20. Marty, bring us up to date on the score you were telling us about.
Guys, the Valdosta High Wildcats unfortunately went up to Northside and had a tough night. It was 9-7. They had a big play on a halfback pass, from what I understand. Got deep down into Northside's territory with about a minute or a little over a minute to go, moving the football, and unfortunately threw a pick six. Northside runs it back. And then Valdosta again driving again, throws another interception. I believe it's my understanding Northside has run out the clock, and that game is a final now, 16-7.
Wow, close game.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Tifton and Colquitt off tonight. And they're off, so no scores on them. Everybody gets back underway next week. And quickly, here come the Bulldogs. Heavy right. They give it a number 7. That is Turner. Turner spins, turns, fights his way forward about the 22. Bill, that was a lot, almost like 6 men on one side of the ball.
Yeah, it really was. And they were going in that wing T offense. But I tell you, number 7 for them really is slick. I mean, he can move around. He gets away from people. Edward Turner should have been tackled in the backfield. As it is, he picked up 2 yards.
Second and 8, the ball at the 22-yard line for the Bulldogs. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. Quarterback under center, again, heavy left. And that's the way they go. We hit him in the backfield. And he will get back to the original line of scrimmage where it will be 3rd and 10 now from the 20, the ball on the far side of the field.
Yeah, that one, a great tackle in the backfield, down low around his ankle. That's number 46, Jamari Hill, I believe, outside linebacker, that made the tackle. He was able to just wrap him up down there. You got to tackle this guy low.
11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 42-7. First possession for the Bulldogs here in the third quarter. They're bringing substitutions in. The ball on the far hash mark. It'll be 3rd and 10 from their 20. Play clock at 10. They're still in the huddle. Now they break it. Play clock at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Not going to get it off.
And they let them get it off. They light the flash. We're intercepted into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings, a pick six.
Austin Robinson, number 15, just steps in front of it. And, I mean, just cakewalks into the end zone.
Guys, another senior on senior night that we don't talk about a whole lot. But he does play a good bit, brings a lot of depth to this defense. Great job by senior Austin Robinson.
I see you, Austin Robinson. Vikings go up 48-7, awaiting the extra point.
And number 50, it looks like number 58.
Kadeem Bergman to snap.
Yep.
Tedders to hold. And Carlos to kick. Brian Carlos.
Number 81. And now we're trying to hurry and get an offensive lineman on there, number 82.
Brownrigg.
And there's a flag, and what for? Illegal substitution.
Let's see.
Dead ball.
Substitution on the Bulldogs. So they've got 12 on the field.
Absolutely, guys. Again, it's another situation. They're all kind of looking at each other. But they can't play with 12.
They sure can't.
You got to know when you're on the field if you're the extra guy. So decline the penalty. And we're just going to leave it where it is. Waiting the extra point.
And there's a whistle. There's a snap. Falls down, kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings now lead 49-7 over the Mount Zion Bulldogs. It's senior night tonight. Brian Carlos, who's been kicking the last 2 extra points, a senior. Great to see him out there. He's been a great kicker. Musgrove had a couple problems early, but he did make some extra points. But it's great to see a senior out there tonight.
And Tyson Shaw set to kick off for our Vikings. 2 Bulldogs standing back at the 10. He approaches the football. That right foot goes into it. And, of course, it'll sail out the back of the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a page hitting an air drive recap.
All right, with Austin Robinson intercepted the Fortson pass and rushed 15 yards for a Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 49-7 Vikings with 10:26 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that page hitting an air drive recap. As the Vikings now go out on defense, and we will have a few new names out there as we've got some players out there. Number 99, DeAnthony Billings, one of our players of the week last week from the scout team. So getting an opportunity out here on a Friday night, that nose guard, great to see him out there.
And here come the Bulldogs up over the ball. They send trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Keeps Burton in the backfield with him. Drops back. Looking. Throws way downfield. Nothing there. And we almost intercepted it. That was number 28.
Tymier Moore
had his hands on that ball. As, again, it's no matter who they've had in the back at quarterback, it seems like the Bulldogs have just reared back and thrown it to center field.
Yeah, that was Fortson that time at quarterback. And he did. He just reared back and let it go.
And Tymier Moore had a bead on it, just couldn't bring it in.
It'll be second and 10 from the 20. The ball in the middle of the field. Bulldogs going from left to right on your radio dial. Their second possession here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-7 with 10:19 to go. We're showing blitz. Again, Fortson with the football. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Back around, they're going to mark him at the 18, lose 2 yards. It'll be third and 12.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go. Number 46, Jamari Hill in there on the tackle for the Vikings. Gets him right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe actually going to lose a yard. We'll see where they actually mark it.
Yep, they mark it back to the 19.
That'll bring up third down and 11 now for the Bulldogs. Fortson is coming in from the sideline. He's got the play.
Let's see what they've got dialed up with a third and 11. Brings single receiver near side. Four to the far side. Empty backfield. We're in a three-man front. Switch two linebackers over there on the up backs. Let's see what happens. He drops straight back. Looking. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. He's at the 20. Starts to run out of bounds. And we run him out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
Well, they get him down, knee down, inbound. So they're going to keep the clock running on that. That'll bring up fourth down. He had plenty of time. Good blocking by his offensive line. But great coverage as well by the defense.
That gives it has a 5-yard carry out to the 24, but it will be fourth and six from there. We send Devon Kyle, Travis Tisdale back deep to receive the ball. Clock at the 9-minute mark here in the third period. Vikings leading 49-7. Morris to punt for the Bulldogs, standing at the 10. There's a snap. And he gets it away. Travis Tisdale backs up, makes the catch at the 38-yard line. He's across the 40, the 45. He's into Bulldog territory at the 50, and they'll pull him down at the 47-yard line. Good little return by Travis Tisdale.
Yeah, just, you see him, and he's such a – his speed is deceptive. You really don't know he's running that fast. But great tackle there by number 31. That's Harvey Brooks for the Bulldogs. Gets him down. But not before Travis Tisdale gets into the Bulldog territory. It'll be down at the 46.
It'll be first and 10 Vikings at the Bulldog 46. And Joe Almond in at quarterback. I call him the sensational sophomore. I like this young man right here. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Seven men up in the box for the Bulldogs. He gives it to J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee across the 45 down to about the 44. Give him two. He only got 2 yards, but those were two hard-earned yards as he ran into the teeth of that Bulldog defense.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of guys interchanging out there on the offensive line. Of course, number 73 at center. That's Dylan Durrance.
There's a snap. Almond, quarterback keeper over the right side. He's still getting a good push. They're trying to jerk the ball out of his hand. He'll only get about a yard and a half as he gets down around the 43-yard line.
Yeah, they were pulling at him. I thought maybe at first it might have been a face mask, but it was, as you called, they were grabbing the ball.
Third and seven, the ball almost to the far side of the field.
Guys, senior Cole Dowdy is also in at left guard, number 68.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. You'll keep us informed as they get more and more players into the ball game. Almond takes the snap, drops straight back. He's looking, pumps, fakes, stops, throws in the flat. Got a man wide open. That's number 18 for the first down. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15. Trips him up and brings him down at the 10. And on the catch is
Cahill Ellis, but we do have a flag.
And we've got
roughing the passer, I think.
Roughing the passer against the Bulldogs.
Guys, Khalil Ellis, number 18, a senior. Got to tell that young man, during practice, my boy was here watching practice with my dad. My boy had his little football gloves. He was watching practice running around. Khalil, after practice, went up to him and gave him his gloves. Daddy went and told Coach Mack thanks and gave him back, said, hey, you know, these are probably team issues. Coach Mack said, no, those are the young man's gloves, $50 pair of gloves. Daddy goes and buys a $50 gift card at Academy and brought it to him, and Coach Mack presented it to him during weightlifting one day.
Wow.
Because it's a great, great move there by Khalil Ellis. I think that's, just an awesome thing he did.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. First and 10, Vikings at the 5.
Keeper.
Almond keeps it over the left side, drops into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
You know, there's so many stories that we can talk about these players. And when we get to be around them, that's why we've done this as long as we have. It's because of those kind of stories. I know Marty, it means a lot to him. because of what that player did for his son. We've seen over the years players that have been involved with our kids and different things like that. Kids around the community.
I text from Trey Jackson tonight listening on the radio. And you know, he was like one of my adopted sons, stayed at the house as much as anybody else did. And you get to know these young men and get to know their character. And now we got two. Well, we're shoveling guys on and off.
And
play clock's at 5:04. We're probably going to take a delay of game right here.
Yeah, just back it up 5, and we'll kick it from there. Brian Carlos, I have to try the extra point a little bit further. As we said, so great job, great catch by senior number 18, Cahill Ellis, and great kid. We saw so many seniors out there. We talk about now on the offensive line, 73, Dylan Durrance there at center. Cole Dowdy at one of the offensive line positions. Congratulations to those seniors.
And Carlos set to attempt the extra point, snaps down, kicks up, and it's
no good.
We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It's 55-7 now. Our Vikings leading the Mount Zion Bulldogs here with 7:18 left in the third quarter. As the Vikings go to kickoff again, Tyson Shaw tees it up. Let's send it back over to Wes James.
And the two Bulldogs standing back at the goal line, waiting on Tyson, who checks both sides are ready. He approaches the football. And let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a page heating their drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 4 plays, went 46 yards. Joe Allman rushed 10 yards for a Viking touchdown. The PAT failed to make it 55-7 Vikings with 7:18 left in the third quarter.
Thanks, Chuck, for that page heating and air drive recap. Chuck, Wes, we were talking about Tyson Shaw kicking off. The closest thing to those two guys standing on the goal line to get was one that was a yard deep into the end zone, and they caught it, and it was a touchback. Everything else has been over their heads and through the back of the end zone.
Guys, new guys out there, including senior Jalen Flanagan at linebacker, still got our starting front three in there. I think that's a situation where you're just trying to keep them in shape. You need them ready to go.
Marty, thank you, buddy. Jet sweep around the left side. That's number 10 with the ball. Cuts, starts to cut inside, cuts back outside. He's across the 25 out to about the 26-yard line.
That was something last week against Ware County that Ware exposed on us, is that jet sweep. And now we haven't seen that much tonight from Mount Zion, but we got to be prepared for that.
They move it out to the 20. No, they move it all the way to the 27-yard line to be second and 3. Ball on the near hash mark again, showing that jet sweep. Ball's bounced up in the air. Number 13 caught it. What a great save for the Bulldogs, because the ball came out and the quarterback tipped it. It went way up in the air, had 13 on the jet sweep. As the ball come down, Bill, he just reached out and caught it to keep it from hitting the ground. Otherwise, it could have spelled a lot of trouble for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a big loss for them. That ball is going to go all the way back to about the 22. Bring up 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs.
Guys, new lineman in there now, number 44, Antonio Camargo, another senior. Number 90, Ted McCray, a sophomore. And number 99, that's DeAnthony Millings, the young scout team player of the week last week, announced there at the mill. So getting a lot of guys in there. Devon Lane, sophomore's in at linebacker. Of course, Jalen Flanagan, we just mentioned, he's a senior. Number 37, Hayden Wells, is also in there as well, outside linebacker. And number 27, Dalvin Hughes.
All right, we got a timeout on the field. It's a Bulldog timeout. We'll take it with him. We'll be back after this 30-second break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It's 55-7 here. Our Vikings leading the Bulldogs with 5:57 left in the third quarter, as it is 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs down at their own 22-yard line. Now back to Wes James.
And here come the Bulldogs out on the field. Forston at quarterback. They've gone to an off
spread eagle wing.
That's what it is. And there, the ball's on the ground. We pick it up. Ball is on the ground. Our Vikings pick it up. Still on his feet. Fights his way down about the 19-yard line.
On the snap, they just did not get it up. I don't know if Fortune wasn't ready. The center snapped it early. Whatever it was, the ball just laid there on the ground, picked up by the Vikings. And they'll get about 4 yards on that fumble recovery. And it will be first and 10 for the Vikings inside the 20 at the 19.
Guys, that was recovered by the senior, number 29, Jalen Flanagan, that we just got through talking about. Great job there by that young man.
Yes,
great
sir.
Great job. Our spotters had that down right up here.
Marty's name of that equipment, parts supply, sideline update. 5:51 to go here in third quarter. Vikings leading 55-7. And something you rarely see, a fumble by the center and that ball coming forward like it did. Allman at quarterback. Looks into a six-man front. Gives it to number 25 over the right side. That will be Sean Martin.
One of the things I noticed just now is that offensive line, even with Jalen Goss, historically throughout the game, they are in more of a two-point stance. Every one of them went down on a three-point stance that time.
Be second and 9. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 5:25 to go here in the third period. Allman at quarterback. Takes the snap.
Keeper.
And he keeps it. And he'll get about a yard. Not much more than that as he gets down around the 17-yard line.
Yeah, just read that one wrong. Should have given it to the running back, Sean Martin, but he kept it instead. Paid for it as it's third and 8 now.
Inside 5 minutes to go. Our Viking offense just got some youngsters out there getting some good playing time right now. Six-man front for the Bulldog. Allman steps back, looks, pump fakes. He's going to keep it. He's going to run over the right side. Steps inside one man. He's got the first down, turns, takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Joe Allman. Touchdown, Viking.
He just hustled it in through there. He was looking downfield to try and make the throw, couldn't find anything, ducked under the defender, and then it was just all his athletic ability gets him into the end zone, and Vikings go up 61-7 now, awaiting the extra point. It'll be Brian Carlos again, Kadeem Bergman to snap, and Tedders to hold.
Waiting on the extra point attempt. Ball's down. Nope. Keeps it. Tedder's looking. Throws it to the man underneath Marcus Gary. He fights his way. Does he get in? No, he does not get in.
Oh, man, he rolled across. They said he may have stepped out before he hit the pylon. He hit the pylon for sure. That looked like it would have been a good 2 points, but it wasn't.
He hit it with his back, Bill, and, of course, it's where the ball's at.
That's
so
right.
I think when he hit it, he rolled and hit it with his back and went out. That's almost twice tonight that we did the old fire play with the bad snap. But, hey, just a great job there by Joe. I mean, just showed a lot of athleticism, stepped up in the pocket, kept his eyes downfield, and then when nothing was there, and made a run with it. But that's pretty promising for the future.
Yes, it is. 61-7, our Vikings lead here with 4:36 to go here in the third quarter. And Tyson Shaw will come out on the field to kick it off. Bill?
Tyson Shaw's going to get tired tonight.
I'm going to tell you what. I know it's early. We're still 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Just kind of
you want to talk about it?
Kind of glancing ahead. Two unbeatens next Friday night at Brody Field.
It'll be a 7:30 kickoff, 6:30 on the air right here for the countdown to kickoff live on 99.5 Kicks Country. Be sure and come out Tuesday night to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. We'll talk about that upcoming game, and I'll tell you a little more about that right after the kickoff.
Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was three plays. Went 19 yards. Joe Allman rushed 17 yards for Viking touchdown. The PAT failed. Make it 61-7 Vikings with 4:36 left in the third quarter.
I do. Again, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. It's the Lions Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do it every Tuesday night, but this Tuesday night special. The Touchdown Club will meet there as well. Tickets will be available for sale for the Tiff County game. Those tickets are $7 a piece. And the Touchdown Club is inviting all of the Viking football team and cheerleaders to come out that night.
And there come the Bulldogs, Ed, right over the right side. That's number 32. That is Burton. Burton, the big bruising fullback. He gets a 6-yard carry out to the 26-yard line. It will be second and 4 from there. Fortson turns around, says something to Burton. Give it to Burton over the left side, trying to get outside, strings it out. He has the first down as it gets across the 30 up to the 33, maybe the 34-yard line.
That was Raymond Hill that time. 33 and 32, both in the backfield. 32 gets the carry. And they will get a first down. And the Bulldogs go hurry up.
Yes, they do. They got a man in motion towards us. Again, they give it to the, they give that one to 32.
That's Raymond again, number 32. Raymond Hill. And they are just gashing us with this wing T offense against this younger defensive squad of the Vikings.
3:57 to go here. It's been a long third quarter, Bill. A long third quarter. It is second and four from the 40-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. They give it to number 34 this time. And 34, again, is Lorenzo Ware. And Ware gets over the left side for just a yard. So it's going to be third and three from the 41-yard line.
We'll see what this young defensive line can do here. Again, you going in your practice all week, not really seeing this and maybe getting an opportunity to really practice against truly a wing T lineup right here.
And they've gone that old Eagle T. Fortune under center. Got a man in motion. There's the counter play, and they hit him at the line of scrimmage. And they're so reminiscent of the days of 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 when they run that counter, but this time it goes absolutely nowhere against our Viking.
Well, when you had three, when you had Lynn Williams and you had Darius Perry and a couple of those guys, Kari Franklin, that counter play was actually very, very productive.
It's going to be fourth and two from their 42-yard line, and they're going to send Owen Morris in to punt for the Bulldogs. 2:45 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 61-7. We're sending number 17. We've got number 17 back deep. That is Tony Wiseman, and I can't see the number on the far side. Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake, and they did a great job. Got a first down into Viking territory.
And the punter did a great job carrying that out. He was, jumped like it had gone over his head. Burton on the carry goes around the left side, gets enough for a first down and into Viking territory at the 47-yard line.
Ball on the far hash mark. 2:25 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 61-7. Jonesboro still running their number ones. Under center, man in motion. He quarterback keeper, gets hit, spins, and maybe a yard at that.
Yeah, that was a great job that time by that defensive line as Fortson just trying to spin through there and find some open ground. But Vikings not having it. Looks like Flanagan in on the tackle, led by some others.
Second and 10 inside 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 61-7.
My spotters are wanting to quit.
I'll quit them, all right.
There we go.
Bergman, under, Sportsman under center. Got a man in motion. Pitch out to number 10 around the left side. Looking for a hole. He gets hit as he gets across the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
And he gets to the 45, but driven back to the 47 and just picked up and buried.
Sean Martin in on the tackle.
Give him 2 yards. It's third and eight. They've got to get all the way down to the 37-yard line. We head to the one-minute mark here in the third period.
And, of course, it will be a running clock in the fourth quarter, so that'll go a little quickly.
Bill, out of 7 ball games, will be our 6th running clock.
30-second timeout for the Bulldogs. We'll take it with them. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. And back live inside the CBC Bank press box, we are at Martin Stadium as our Vikings lead 61-7 over the Mount Zion Bulldogs. A minute left in the third quarter, and it's third down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Now to Wes James.
And Fortson in the shotgun, drops back, play action pass, looks those downfield, looking for the man open, and overthrows
everybody
at the 10-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 53.2 seconds to go and make it fourth at 8. From our 46-yard line.
Mount Zion in this quarter had the option of a running clock. They elected not to in the third quarter. They won't have that option in the fourth quarter. It will be a mandatory running clock.
It only stops for injuries? timeouts. And
scores, but I've seen it not stop on a score sometimes. It's been so bad.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Fourth down.
Let's see what Mr. Fortson can do. Got a man in motion toward the visitor side of the field. There's that counter play. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage. Grab him by his foot. That's number seven.
Turner.
And Turner's not going anywhere at all. I mean, they grabbed him behind the line of scrimmage and said, hey, you might run tonight, but you won't run with a foot.
I'm telling you, they a swarm of defensive players for the Vikings right there on top of him. He had to carry around about five or six defenders, but they brought him down. That'll be a turnover on downs. First down now for the Vikings on their own side of the field, about the 46-yard line. 43 seconds left here in the third quarter.
And Joe Allman brings our Vikings back out on the field. Sean Martin at running back. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Ball in the middle of the field. 43.3 seconds to go here in the third. Takes a snap. Gives it to Sean Martin. Sean right up the gut into the teeth of that Bulldog defense, and he'll pick up 2 yards.
And we won't have to snap here, I don't believe. They have not set the play clock at 26 seconds, now 24 seconds. So, yeah, if they set the play clock now, do not have to snap it. They're going to probably let this thing run out, Wes. With that, we're going to take a 60-second break here as we head into the fourth quarter, leading 61-7. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we head to the fourth quarter, leading 61-7 as the Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen play the Armed Forces songs that get to recognize all the different branches of the armed service, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. And here's the Air Force. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. It's one of my favorite things, whether it's at a college game, pro game. Army was the first one, as Chuck, Big Chuck down here, did a little time in the Army. What do you do, serve 4 years? What do you do?
I drove a tank, served 2 years, got out. I was out for 11 months, got called back up for the Gulf War in 1991. I spent another year in there.
Well, thank you for your service, Chuck Lawrence, U.S. Army.
Second and eight. Joe Allman gives it to Sean Martin. Martin across into Bulldog territory, across the 45, the 40, the 30. Cuts back inside. They knock him down, and he'll go down at the 20-yard line.
I tell you what, he kind of made a hot jump there. They caught him low, and he tried to keep his balance, but brought him down at the 20.
Chuck Lawrence. I did basic AIT for Polk, Louisiana.
I was at Fort Benning. Fort Beginning.
Fort Beginning.
All right, here we go. First down for the Vikings.
At the 20-yard line, ball on the narrow hash mark. Allman in the shotgun. Again to Martin over the left side, cuts back inside. Sean still fights his way down to around the 11-yard line.
Another good run by Sean Martin. Clock running, 11:08 here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 61-7.
Skyler Rivera in at running back. Back there with Joe Allman. Allman gives it to Skyler over the left side. He turns. He gets hit by two Bulldogs as he crosses the 10. Down, I think they're going to mark him down at the 8-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. Should be first and goal for our Vikings at the Bulldog 8.
And, again, you mentioned number 33, Skyler Rivera. Might not be him. I mean, we keep a limited roster. But you got some ninth graders maybe getting out there that we don't have all those numbers.
Allman again.
And okay. We got a new quarterback, yep. Number 14. That's Andrew Kahneman.
Kahneman gives it to number 33 over the right side into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. If that's the case, it is Skyler Rivera.
If it's not, and your mama and you're listening, I'm sorry. Number 33, though, makes the touchdown run for the Vikings. Goes up 67-7 as the clock continues to run. So, yeah, it doesn't stop after scores, Wes.
Brian Carlos to attempt the extra point. Tedder to hold. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the clock continues to run. Now inside of 9 minutes here in the fourth quarter, Vikings leading 68-7 over the Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School from Jonesboro, Georgia. It will be the Vikings to kick off as they are taking their time getting out there. Officials are summoning them to the field now as Tyson Shaw will kick off. He's been busy tonight as Tyson Shaw has kicked off a number of times.
Bill, you want to give me a prediction on tomorrow?
No. Okay. Kicked off 11 times tonight. Yeah, he's talking about Florida State, Miami. I'll be down in Tallahassee at 3:30 kickoff. I'm pulling for my Seminoles.
Back deep is two Bulldogs.
You ain't calling their names anymore.
They changed their numbers up, and I can't see those numbers from here.
Well, so far tonight, 11 times has been back in the end zone, and make that 12.
Yep. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Almost forgot where we were at. West, that drive was five plays, went 54 yards. Skyler Rivera rushed 8 yards for Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 68-7 Vikings with 7:41 in fourth quarter.
Not to jinx Tyson Shaw, but it got to the point when he kicked off there, wouldn't even need to say it went to the end zone. Just go to check for the drive recap.
All right, clock running 7:29 here in the fourth quarter. It's still running.
Guys, y'all talking about college football. I had to bring up, I did get a chance to go hear Lou Holtz last night. That was very entertaining.
That would be.
Georgia Christian Benefit Dinner. They do a great job of that each and every year, but Lou Holtz last night was really a talented speaker.
And they give it to number 33 of the right side. Look at him go down the sideline. We'll be running down from behind. Yes, we will. That's the 50.
And that is number, is it 29 there on the tackle? That would be Flanagan, number 29 on the tackle. But a big, big bursting run that time by Raymond Hill, 30 yards.
6:40 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 68-7. Fortson under center. And he gives it a big 33 over the left side. And look at 32 run as he comes around our side.
That's Raymond Hill again.
He'll bring it down inside to 45, giving 6 yards on the carry.
Raymond Hill, 5'8", but he's 215 pounds. And then you run number 33, Ezekiah Burton. He's 5'8", and another 200 pounds. They got some big, thick backs back there.
Yes, they do. Fortune, ball on the near hash mark. Again to Hill over the right side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage and gets pushed back. They're going to mark it down at the 41. He'll be a yard short. So it'll be third and one from our 41-yard line with 5:50 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 68-7.
Yeah, he's just muscling through out there against this little smaller defensive line, but great opportunity, great experience for these young players.
Coach trying to get as many in as he can to get them just a little bit of playing time. Ball on the near hash mark. Bulldogs right to left on your radio dial. Fortson. Hill in the backfield. Hill steps up and says something to him. They've got two backs to the right. Look for it to go that way. The tight ends are that side. And sure enough, they come back against the grain. It's across the 40 to 35. He has the first down, down at the 34-yard line.
That's Hill again, but this time he's a little slow getting up. Kind of favoring that, looks like his left foot. And he puts his hand to his helmet. He's asking for a sub.
And they bring...
Now they wave him off.
4:40 to go here in the ball game.
First and 10 now for the Bulldogs as Fortson comes from the sideline with the play.
Ball on the near hash mark. Right to left on your radio dial. Vikings will go to 7-0 on the year, and this will be the sixth out of seven games we've had a running clock. Fortune under center. Oh, and they run into each other. Look at Hill turn and spin. He'll have to go down in the backfield, lose 5 yards. It was just a misdirection.
I think Hill went the wrong way. It was a heavy loaded to the right,
and he was turning. Fortson was turning to hand off that way, and Hill came around the other side, and they just ran into each other.
He's second and 15. We're inside 4 minutes to go. And those Bulldog players are sure looking tired right now.
Well, a lot of them are going both ways.
Fortune under center, looks at a three-man front, four-man front for the Vikings now. Again, heavy right, and that's the way they go with Hill. Hill trying to string it out, gets hit at the 40, and he'll get maybe 2 yards. That big bruising back, he picked those up on his own. It'll be third and 13 at our own 38-yard line. 3:20 to go here in the ball game, leading 68-7.
Yeah, that's left side of the defensive line and the linebackers for the Vikings were able to break through that line of scrimmage and make contact with the running back in the backfield, so he only could pick up that yard.
Fortson, again, heavy right, and we shift that way toward the visitor side of the field, ball on the far hash mark. He fakes, he comes back, quarterback comes back this way, and we read it all the way and loses 3 yards.
It's Flanagan again. Boy, here in this second half, we've called his number a lot.
And he'll lose 3 yards back to the 42-yard line. 2:30 to go here in the ball game. This will be fourth and about 16 for them. They mark it down at the 41. Ball on the near hash mark on our side of the field.
And with the clock running at 2:21, they're going for it here on fourth down and 17.
They only have one timeout left. Fortson, again, under center. To number 34, gets hit in the backfield. Goes absolutely nowhere, goes down at the 45. Ball will go over on downs.
Yeah, that was Lorenzo Ware in the backfield. And you're right, that defensive line just plows through there. No way he was going anywhere.
And, Bill, they're still playing against their ones. That's what.
Well,
that's what
you say the ones, I mean, but they're a tired one.
I
mean, this is a group, as I said earlier, a lot of these guys are playing both ways, 32, 33, 44. You've got some guys going both ways on this, and now you're starting to see a few other players here. As
Tedder's in at quarterback.
A minute 25 in the clock running, so see what we got here.
He's got 49 at the running back. Tedder quickly looks, so that's number 83, makes the catch. Spins by one man, two, and down the sidelines it goes. Cuts back against the field, still on his feet. Runs all the way down to the 25-yard line. On that catch,
Dimitri Smith, number 83.
A junior. 58 seconds to go. Our Vikings wanted to put more points on the board, Bill.
Guys, that's the most exciting I've seen our sidelines all night. Seniors, all the whole team going crazy when he made that move there. You know, they love to see the young guys get out there that work hard in practice that don't normally get on the field and then get out there and when they do make plays.
Tedder, under center. 30 seconds to go. He just takes a knee.
And with 30 seconds left, there won't be another snap. That'll be your final score tonight, 68-7. Our Vikings victorious over the Mount Zion Bulldogs. And as you said, Vikings go to 7-0 now. And we head into that matchup against the 7-0 Tift County Blue Devils next week. We're going to take a four-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have the coaches' interviews and our wrap-up tonight. Vikings win 68-7. We'll be back after this four-minute break. And we're back live inside the CBC Bank press box. As we head to the Cass Birch post-game report here from Martin Stadium. I know we'll go down to the field and get the coach's interview about this game tonight. And then we've got some players down there, too. So, Marty, just let us know when you're ready, and we'll just break right in. Let's see. Our computer.
Guys, give me just a second. He's trying to get a picture there with his lovely bride.
Great senior night tonight as we recognize all the football players, cheerleaders, cross-country team.
Coach Mack, great night for our Vikings. I know we said there at halftime they seemed like they kind of got off to a slow start and weren't as focused as they need. 68-7, they buckled down to play pretty well.
They really did. You heard what I told them. Real season starts now, we played well. We played hard. We're 7-0. and now it's on.
Coach Mack, you said before the game you you thought you'd like your defensive front tonight against this team, and they stepped up. The only points you gave was after the bad snap on the punt where they get it on the one. Thought your defensive front played great.
Yeah, well, you know, we would have had a shutout if it wasn't for that play, but, you know, that kind of stuff happens. You know, we'll go back on Monday and make sure we clean up our snaps and our field goals and our punts. You know, we definitely got to shore that up.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, it was kind of an odd night with the rain and senior night getting delayed, but it was senior night. I know you, you're pretty proud of this senior class, and I know it's a special one. Talk to us a little about what they mean to you.
Man, I tell you, you know, it's probably the best senior class I've had. You know, I've been coaching for a long, long time. You know, and the thing that makes them different is there's so many of them, and they're all good. They're all good players. They're all good character. And, you know, it's just, it's a really special group now, I'm telling you. Did you see how many of them were lined up out there?
They're lined up right here. Siders weren't ready to talk, Coach. They love each other. That's what I love. I love to see this class, how they interact with each other.
They really have grown, you know. When they came in here as freshmen, I knew that they were going to be good players and everything. But I had no idea of the character and the work ethic that they were going to just, you know, develop, and proud of them.
Thank you, Coach. Guys, I do have some of our seniors here tonight. A couple of them here, of course, I got. I don't even know what position you call these guys. They do a little bit of everything over here in Brownrigg and Marcus Gary. Both of them have had great years for us. Of course, Brownrigg came in kind of a little slow there. He had to get well, but he's well. Got a catch tonight, 1-for-11. But guys, talk to us about how special this was to get a big win on senior night.
It was pretty big because it's senior night, and you want to win. You never want to lose on your senior night. So it was a great win for us.
Marcus?
It's a great win. We just push each other hard at practice every week, and no matter who's in, we're going to push each other, and we love each other.
Absolutely. Of course, another senior, Dylan Durrance, not a starter, but stepped up tonight. He got called upon early. He had to go in at left guard. We talked about it. He made a big, big, big block there on the trap, get J.D. Lee into the end zone. And then, of course, he had to step up the center, too, a little bit. Palmer got hurt. Had to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, just stepping up, helping anyone out, not getting as many starts as I was hoping, but anything for the team, anything to get us through the state.
Absolutely. It's got to be pretty cool to be on offense leading the state and scoring 68 points tonight. It's got to be pretty fun.
Yeah, senior night, do it for seniors.
Absolutely. And got another senior over here, stepped up tonight, 2 interceptions. I would have taken one of them to the house, but, you know, you didn't break a tackle. But, no, I'm just picking, obviously. But, hey, great night tonight. I know, you got some ball-hawking skills.
Thank you. I mean, I was always taught, once the ball in the air, both of us turn to receivers, so whoever's going to come down with it.
Absolutely. Of course, Terrell Belcher's who I'm talking to here. Terrell's a lot like me, y'all. He's a little bit vertically challenged, has to go up against the other team's big receivers. But you're up for the task. You enjoy that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Kind of like having been the underdog a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Well, talk to us about this defense. I know y'all don't like giving up points, but obviously they get the easy one tonight with getting in on the one. Talk to us about the mentality of your defense and just give up anything, do you?
Oh, no, sir. But sometimes, you know, every team going to at least make one play. But we just got to bounce back and keep playing forward.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Hey, y'all heard Coach Max say that real season starts next week, right? We got another senior over here that don't like to talk on the record. Always shy, standing back, but he's one of the leaders of our defense. Leads by example, Mr. Fred Stewart. Having a great year for us, having a great career. Seems like he's been here forever, but talk to us a little bit about this defense, and I know y'all are probably already got tipping a little bit on your mind next week. Going to be undefeated, great game. Talk to us about the challenge of playing a great offense up there at Tipton.
All right, no, we got to start number 13. They talk about him that he's some big money, but I've got pride in my team. We're going to stop him.
I hear you. Good money. I like that. Well, guys, great night tonight. These are our senior class right here. It seems like every week it's another guy stepping up, and that's kind of the motto, isn't it? Guys, good luck to you.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches and players interviews in tonight's game. 68-7, our Vikings win. It looks like this tonight across the board. Vikings with 17 first downs, Mount Zion with 7. On the ground, Vikings 33 carries, 193 yards, while Mount Zion 48 carries for 82 yards. In the air, Vikings 12 of 16, no interceptions, 269 yards, while Mount Zion, they were 1 of 7 for 10 yards. They did throw 3 interceptions. Total plays tonight, Mount Zion, 55 plays for 92 total yards, while the Vikings, 49 plays for 462 yards. It looks like this as our leading rusher will be Travis Tisdale with 51 yards. Also notable, Michael Barrett had 4 carries for 42 yards. J.D. Lee, 4 carries for 44. And Sean Martin had 4 carries for 43 yards. In the air, it was like this. Tavon Kyle, 3 catches, 106 yards. What a great night that he had. No touchdowns, but boy, what some exciting things that he did tonight. Also, Travis Tisdale had 2 catches for 46 yards. As the on defense, Gary Osby had 4 solo tackles. Jalen Flanagan, late there in the second half, picked up 5 tackles. And looks like he may have led our team with 5 total tackles tonight because it got spread around so much. Walker Schwab with 3 tackles. Kadeem Bergman with 2. Great night by our defense. Thanks to Page Heating and Air for our stats and game recap each and every night. As we head now to wrap up tonight, the Vikings victorious 68-7, and we get ready for the Tift County Blue Devils. As we turn to Chuck Lawrence, Chuck, your final thoughts tonight in place of Taylor Biddle.
Well, I thought we kind of started off slow. Like we talked about at halftime, kind of didn't have the focus that we needed to start the game, but Coach Mack rallied the troops, had a talk with them, got them back focused, and as you can see by the scoreboard, 68-7. I think they're ready for Tiff. I really think that after that Ware County game, getting hit in the mouth, you know, to start the game, I think we're ready for Tiff. I think it's going to be a good game, but I'm ready to see it.
Yeah, I am too. I think that's going to be the best game that we're going to see so far this year. I'm excited about it. Excited about what our Vikings will do. As we head over to Wes, your final thoughts tonight? We'll turn you back up. How's that? You left for a minute, and I turned you down.
Yeah, I had to go do something real quick. Vikings, again, you know, we talked about it at halftime. Coach Mack said they weren't very focused, and we really wasn't. We didn't come out focused. And when you look at it, when you see a team like Mount Zion on film, sometimes it's hard to get up for a game like that, a team like that. And but then coaches get on you and you realize, hey, we've got the rubber meets the road next week. It's region time, and so there's going to be, you know, you got to be on your A game because you're going to up against a team that's 7-0, and you're going to be playing at their place, Bill, a place where traditionally we've struggled at times up there at Tifton.
Yeah, but you know when Tift County beats us, it tends to be here.
Yep.
So the fact that we're going to their place. We've had some great games there. The 99-yard fumble recovery by Greg Reed still resonates with me. That's one of those. And you called that one.
Same game.
He called it. What was that play?
He said the Mayflower Movers are about to open a hole.
That's right.
And they did.
And he went 99 yards. 99. The one you're talking about was a 105-yard fumble return out of the back of the end zone.
I mean, they were going in to score. And he gets hit going into the end zone, picks it up in the back of the end zone, runs it all the way down. But you're right. I remember that. It was calling your play. You said the Mayflower Movers were going to open the hole, and by gosh, they did. And so Tift County, a lot of memories there for me, a lot of memories for this Lowndes High team. I'm excited about the game coming up Friday night, 7:30 kickoff live from Bodie Field.
6:30 airtime. And don't forget, at the mill on Tuesday night, you can go ahead and get your tickets because there will not be a Touchdown Club meeting on Monday night. And ticket office is closed. No, school's out on Monday.
Right.
So from 12:30 to 4 Monday through Thursday, from 12 until
Probably 9 until 12 on Friday.
$7. Well, go ahead and go to the mill and pick up your tickets.
Yeah, that's the earliest you can get tickets will be Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. And it's not just the Touchdown Club. I mean, the Touchdown Club is inviting all of the players, all of the cheerleaders, at their expense, to be out there at the mill. I expect it to be packed with players. Come out there, enjoy, have a great time. Enjoy the pizza, enjoy the time, see the show. The game film is on the big screen TV above our heads, so if you want to relive this game, watch it on the big screen. Come out to the Mill Pizza Buffet and Game. 7 o'clock, Tuesday night,
as we do it live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But it's going to be a barn burner of a night on Tuesday night. I'm looking forward to it. How about your final thoughts there, Marty?
Well, first, I hope Danny is listening up at the mill because they better have a lot of pizza out. It will be packed.
Hey, Escobel eats, what, 15 pieces on his own?
He said last week he ate 24 or 25. He kind of lost count, wasn't quite sure. But pizza man there, Derek Escobel, is always one of the first ones there. And I love, that's my favorite part about it. My favorite part about it is getting to know the kids, being around those young men and watching them play back in the back with the young kids. My son, Taylor's son, they get back there and play basketball and air hockey with them. But what a great time back there they have. You get there early Tuesday night because it's going to be packed. But guys, great night. I mean, it started off odd. It wasn't just the fact of the opponent, I think, and give Mount Zion credit. They kept fighting and kept playing all the way to the end, but a little outmatched. But had the rain. We warmed up differently than normal. We went into the locker room early. Fans were not in the stands. Band didn't come out. We played the national anthem through the radio. So it was an odd night all around, and you can understand kind of not being focused in that. But, we buckled down, and here we are talking about a game where we didn't start out focused, but we won 68-7.
So yeah, really.
Very, very good, night overall for our Vikings. But I tell you, probably the biggest thing I'm taking away from this game tonight is towards the end of the game and even after the game, the talk is already tipping. The talk is already reading. Coach Mack told his team the real season begins next week. He told them to be safe this weekend, get ready for practice Monday morning as school's out. But they know it's business time now, as they like to call it. But there's a lot of talk about that game, and these kids are geared up and excited for it already. And it ought to be an exciting one.
It ought to be. As I expect that team to be fired up to receive the Vikings, and our Vikings fired up as well.
Absolutely. I talked with Chris Beckham last night at, of course, the dinner with Lou Holtz. And Beckham said, there's a lot of buzz in Tifton about it. Tifton's going to be fired up. They're going to be ready, and it's going to be packed. Probably going to be as packed as they've been up there in a long time. It's a great place to go play. It's a tough place to go play. But it's a great stadium, and just right up the road. So I expect a huge crowd to follow our Vikings. And we hope for good weather, and, of course, it's hope for a good football game.
It will be. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff live at Brody Field. 6:30 on the air for the countdown to kickoff, as it will be right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Well, those are my final thoughts, too. I really think that's going to be the big thing, is the matchup. This team, the Vikings, it will be business Friday night at 7:30 when that kickoff happens. They will play with an intensity that we have not seen entirely this year. This is a team that understands their own destiny, and they know what's ahead if they can play the way they are capable of playing. I'm excited to see it Friday night, Wes.
I am too, buddy.
Well, Wes, that's it for all of us here at TheVikingVoice.com tonight. Remember, basketball coming up in just a few weeks as well, and it'll be right here on TheVikingVoice.com. For all of us at The Viking Voice, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of The Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for The Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.